Matters time again. Dr. Michelle Wright with your weekly look at all things medical. I'm joined today by Elaine, founder of The Hub, set up in 2021 to provide parent-to-parent support in English in the Geneva region. Elaine, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, I think peer-to-peer support can be hugely valuable. Who knows best about what challenges you're going through as an expat in the Geneva area than other people who've lived through the same experiences? You recently surveyed parents about the challenges they face as non-native French-speaking families. Can you explain what you found?
We have found consistently the top five challenges for families who are English speaking. So not necessarily from England, but people who speak English, who now live and work in the Geneva area. There is a real lack of social support and loneliness. So 57% of our last survey respondents said that was their major issue that they faced, alongside the challenges associated with balancing work and childcare responsibilities, as well as looking out for their own health and well-being. And those findings from the most recent survey are consistent with the survey we ran in 2020, as well as what families have told us just from those that have been contacting us directly.
Now, I know as a doctor and someone working in the mental health field, the impact that loneliness and feeling a lack of support can have in terms of repercussions on both physical and mental well-being. In your surveys, what were the top things identified by families that they would find helpful?
There were two clear standout issues that families said that they would find most helpful. The first is help to find people that we can connect with directly. So some people have spoken about finding their village, people that they feel that they can talk to and be honest with, as well as more practical information about how to find information, services that provide for English speaking families, not just those that are French speaking. And many families, I think, speak some French, but find it really difficult to be able to engage directly with services that they need if they don't have enough French to clearly communicate what and how they're feeling.
And that's exactly what you're trying to establish with The Hub, right? Can you talk us through some of the key resources and key activities that you provide?
Absolutely. So our front door, the first place that we would encourage everybody to check out is our website, www.thehub-geneva.org. We also have The Hub Geneva on Facebook and on Instagram. And again, we encourage people to follow us there, where we have a live update every week of some of the new things that we found in terms of services that are available, as well as some of the taster events and or walk and talk sessions that we might be hosting. On our website, we've got Hub Highlights, which are key information sources that we as local families have found useful and we wanted to share with others. And we've also got our Hub blog. And these are real stories by local families sharing some of their parenting experiences, some things that have just been quite funny, some things that have been really challenging, and also some things that are quite emotional. We also run Walk and Talk every second Thursday and every last Friday of the month, term time only. And you can find out more details about this either by following us on social media or from the website. And then we have just started this month hosting some taster sessions. So last Friday we had Flex and Move on Tanning Beach, which was a yoga taster session with a local yoga instructor. And it's a good opportunity to enable people to come together for free in a setting to meet other families and or other parents who are English speaking living in a local area.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Elaine, for letting us know about this important peer-to-peer support that's available. Don't forget the next Walk and Talk, just a shout out. It's on Friday, the 30th of September. And of course, you can find out more information at thehub-geneva.org. And also, you can follow The Hub on Facebook and Instagram.